And moving on to Florida, but not their produce department. Following in Arizona's footsteps, some Florida lawmakers are hoping to enforce their own state policies to crack down on illegal immigration. According to a report from the Pew Hispanic Center, the Sunshine State ranks third in the number of undocumented immigrants, just behind California and Texas. We're joined now by Florida Republican State Senator Paula Dockery. She has proposed legislation that calls for law enforcement to check the legal status of people they stop using the internet-based system E-Verify. It's operated by the Department of Homeland Security. Sound familiar? Senator Dockery, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Was this based on the law that came out of the Arizona State House?
It is. It's based on what Arizona did. It has a few differences. We also have a series of three bills instead of just the one. And the one that most people are interested in is this portion of if law enforcement stops an individual for committing a crime or a traffic infraction or some legal reason to stop them, they are to check for their legal status here. And in Florida, we don't require the same kind of documentation as they do in Arizona. We look for a valid driver's license, and we rely heavily on the E-Verify system.
Well, why does your state need this legislation?
Well, let's throw some statistics out there. In 2008, according to the Pew study, there were 11.9 million unauthorized immigrants in the United States, and there were over a million and 50,000 in Florida. Now, let's look at what's happened. In 2000, there were 575,000. In 2005, there were 925,000. And in 2008, it was 1,050,000. So as you can see, we keep growing in terms of illegal immigrants in the state. Florida faces a $6 billion revenue shortfall next year, and we can't afford the people who are here legally for the services that we need to provide for them. And so certainly we want to make sure that we can take care of our own, and the people who are here illegally are a drain on our system.
However, there's some experts actually who've analyzed the law in Arizona have said that it's actually going to cost the state of Arizona a lot of money, not only to enforce this, but it appears to have lost them a certain amount in terms of tourism.
Well, and that's one concern that we have to be very careful with. In Florida, tourism is our bread and butter, and we certainly welcome those people into our state who are coming to visit for a short period of time or who are coming legally. Let's talk about legal immigration. In the state of Florida in 2008, we had 110,000 legally admitted resident non-immigrants. So we do welcome people who want to immigrate here legally, but those people who are here illegally are a drain on our system, and we want to make sure that we are enforcing the U.S. laws that are already on the books. We think that the states have not only a right but a responsibility to do that. And let me tell you why I got involved. As chairman of the Criminal Justice Committee, in our prison system, we currently have 100,000 inmates. And of that, there are 5,667 confirmed alien inmates and another 1,154 suspected aliens. So you're talking about 6,800, which is roughly 6.8% of our prison population. And of those, 60% are in for violent crimes. So had we protected our citizens by not allowing those individuals into the state in the first place, then there would have been a lot less victims of those violent crimes.
Right, except this law would only deals with them once they're in the state. It's not designed to halt the flow of immigrants into the state. However, I did want to ask you quickly, a judge just struck down these portions of the Arizona law that you've modeled your legislation on. Do you think yours will stand legally?
Right, and we're one of the states who are joining in defending the law, as other states are. So we're waiting to see the outcome of that. But in the meantime, we know that immigration is a federal responsibility, but we think the states can send a strong message that the federal government needs to step up and create a better policy for dealing with illegal immigration and keeping them out of the United States. And if they don't, then the states have a right and a responsibility to do so.
Paula Dockery is a state senator from Florida. She's chair of Florida's Committee on Criminal Justice. Thanks.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.